Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your
Welcome, welcome, dear listeners. Welcome once again to another episode of Living Scriptures, a Christian talk show that is designed to address the Bible to our daily lives. We pick the Word of God and relate it to how it affects our daily living. I am Morenike, one of your anchor for today, and we also have Pastor Charles in the studio. In today's talk, our focus is on Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. If you're very conversant with the Bible, you already know that the passage is about the temptation of our Lord Jesus Christ. The passage starts with the fact that Jesus had just finished a 40 days fasting, days and nights, thereby overcoming a mountain peak spiritual hurdle. What followed was that he was led by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. So you may wonder, can believers in Christ be tempted? What are temptations? And what are God's way out of our temptations? And that's why today we're looking at overcoming trials and temptations. Let's look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God."
Father, we glorify your name, and we thank you for sending your Son Jesus. We know, Lord, that you care about all our problems and all our hurts and every disease. And Jesus, we know that as we release ourselves in faith, trusting only...
Hello, my dear listeners, and welcome once again to Living Scriptures. Do you know that the reason we have more defeated Christians is because there are more Christians yielding to temptations than ever before? I would say in this age and generation that we live, less and less Christians are overcoming temptation. And that's why it is important to look at how to overcome temptations and trials, and what then are the differences between trials and temptation. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, once again, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." There was this comical and analogical story of a man who was interviewing the Almighty God. So the man asked God, "Do you have the time?" God replied, "I live in eternity, and time does not matter to me." So the man asked again, "What is it that surprised you about mankind?" God replied once again, "What really surprises me about mankind is that they live as if they will never die, and they die as if they will never live. They never lived." This epic dialogue, my dear friends and listener, is baffling and mind-blowing. And this is a reflection of the tragedy of destiny failure. Destiny failure can occur when we major in things we are supposed to treat as minor, and minor on the things that are supposed to treat as major. To live for bread alone, to succumb to temptation, even as a Christian, is to position your destiny to satisfy your appetite, and it's a great misjudgment in life. In this passage that we've just read, paraphrased, Jesus was hungry. True and correct. But how and what he filled his hunger with matters to Satan. you wish to have sex. True. But how you go about fulfilling that desire for sex is what matters to Satan and God. And if Satan is interested, God much more is interested. So Satan said, if you are the Son of God, come to think of it, do you think Jesus was doubtful of who he is? Or Satan was just trying to play on his humanity? The desire for vainglory, the desire to indulge in our bloated human ego. Of course, Jesus knows who he is. He is the Son of the living God. I will not need a demon. Let's talk of the head of demons to help him prove it. Stop struggling to prove who you are in Christ. You are what God says you are, and you have what God says you have. Overcoming trials and temptations.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of everything.
Welcome back. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 says once again, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Temptations are not sin. They are mere suggestions to sin. Temptations usually happen when we are drawn away by lust, and when lust is allowed, it leads to sin. Sin now committed without repentance produces death, which is eternal separation from God. What then is trials? Trials is a series of temptations that come to you over a period of time in order to derail you from the kingdom of God, or to test your loyalty for God so that you will not serve God again. I have friends and family. The reason they miss having a devotion in the morning before jumping out to work is the love for what they are going to eat. The reason they lost the heart and the act of worshiping God is equally the loss for higher pay or what to eat. My dear listeners, do not get me wrong or be offended at what I'm teaching today or what we are saying today. If the lust or rush for what you will eat takes you away from true worship and from God, you have allowed yourself to start living for food alone. You have started yielding to temptation. John Gospel chapter 4 verse 23 says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Dear friends and listeners, consider what I said, and the Lord give you understanding. Overcoming trials and temptations.
Jesus, Jesus.
Overcoming trials and temptation. Welcome back, dear listeners. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Let's look at this interesting story. Toad baked some cookies. This cookie smells very good, said Toad. He ate one, and they even taste better, he said. Toad then ran to Frog's house. Frog, Frog, cried Toad. Taste this cookie that I have made. Frog ate one of the cookies. These are the best cookies I have ever eaten, said Frog. Frog and Toad ate many cookies, one after another. You know, Toad, said Frog, with his mouth full, I think we should stop hitting. We will soon be sick. You're right, said Todd. Let us eat one last cookie, and then we will stop. Frog and Todd ate one last cookie. There were many cookies left in the bowl. Frog said to Toad, let us eat one very last cookie, and then we will stop. Frog and Toad ate one very last cookie. We must stop eating, cried Toad as he ate another. Yes, said Frog, reaching for a cookie. We need willpower. What is willpower? Asked Toad. Willpower is trying hard not to do something you really want to do, said Frog. You mean like trying not to eat all these cookies? Asked Toad. Right, said Frog. Frog put the cookies in the box. There, he said. Now we will not eat any more cookies. But we can open the box, said Toad. That is true, said Frog. Frog tied some string around the box. There, he said. Now we will not eat any more cookies. But we can cut the string and open the box, said Toad. That is true, said Frog. Frog got a ladder. He put the box up on a high shelf. There, said Frog. Now we will not eat any more cookies. But we can climb the ladder and take the box down from the shelf and cut the string and open the box, said Toad. That is true, said Frog. Frog climbed the ladder and took the box down from the shelf. He cut the string and opened the box. Frog took the box outside. He shouted in a loud voice, hey, birds, here are cookies. Birds came from everywhere. They picked up all the cookies in their beaks and flew away. Now, we have no more cookies to eat, said Toad sadly. Not even one. Yes, said Frog, but we have lots and lots of willpower.
Welcome back. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We're going to be continuing this series next week. Can you overcome temptation if you are not a son and a daughter of God? No, absolutely not. For you to overcome temptation, then you need to be a son and a daughter of God. That's why we never like to close this broadcast without giving you that opportunity to come into the kingdom and become a son or become a daughter of God, if you are yet to become one. If you'd like to pray this decision prayer today, kindly put your hand to your heart and say, Lord Jesus. Just say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart and I ask you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. And I want to serve you always in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ @gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water
flow.